Okay, boys, today's daf is daf ayin hey. We're holding ayin dalid amid beis. 2-3 lines from the bottom of the amid with the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah. Mishnah we had on ayin aleph amid beis, where the Mishnah said what happens if kodshim got mixed in with kodshim. Min b'minoi. Min b'minoi means Yankel's oila got mixed in with Beryl's oila. The same min. What do we do now? Says the Mishnah, Zeyikarav l'shem mishahu, Zeyikarav l'shem mishahu, which means when the Koyan is doing the Avoida, he should have in mind, I'm going to bring these two Oilais. I don't know who the Oilais belong to, but it doesn't matter. Whoever it belongs to, Rabbi Yishlalim, you know which one of the two Oilais is Yankel's. You know which one is Beryl's. You figured out, Rabbi Yishlalim, you know, and therefore that work, says the Mishnah, no problem. I have a preliminary problem, and that is that anytime you bring a carbon, you have to do smicha on the carbon. So, how are we going to be able to have Yankel do smicha, and how can Beryl do smicha? Because they don't know which carbon is theirs. So you're going to go and say, let both of them do smicha on each of the carbonates.
Conditionally.
However, we paskin that you have to have smicha b'chol koichai b'inan, and anybody that does a smicha, which is not required, he's being moil behagdish. How is he being moil? Because he's putting his whole body weight on the animal, even though it's only for 5 or 10 or 15 seconds, whatever. But during that period of time, the animal is helping him to stand and is holding him up, so to speak. So therefore, this is prohibited. So on the one hand, you want that everybody should do a smicha. On the other hand, they cannot do the smicha because they have to do it b'chol koichai. So what are we going to do? Amr of Yosef, the carbon noshim, it's talking about carbonis that women bring, because the din of smicha applies to men and not to women. The Gemara dashens it, because it says in the pasuk, "Daba b'nei Yisrael." The Gemara says, "B'nei Yisrael, b'nei b'nois Yisrael." So therefore, the women did not do smicha. That being the case, and then our mission, when it talks about kodshim b'kodshim min b'mino, he's talking about the carbon of noshim. B'nei nechanami, if it would be Anoshim, what we'd have to do is like the other cases of the Mishnah, that is Yiruachi Estavu, we'd have to wait until it gets a mum, then we'd be poided, and then we would go and buy two new karbanis, one for Yanka, one for Beryl. Our Mishnah, when it says that we can do it min b'minoi and have a l'mishay mishahu, is talking about not Yanka and Beryl, but we're talking about Yentl and Sprinza. And so therefore, they're able to bring their karbanis without the smicha. Frank Timur Azoi, Eisve Abaya. Abaya is going to ask you a kasha. He's going to show you Lechoira Asin Nishtazoi. What does Abaya ask? State in the Brisa. Karbin Yochid Shinisar, be Karbin Yochid. Oh, a case like we're talking about, an oiler with an oiler. Be Karbin Tzibur Shinisar, be Karbin Tzibur. This could happen, for instance, on a Shabbos morning. Where in Shabbos morning, besides the regular oilas tamid, you also bring the oilas that covered Shabbos. And in advance, they had already designated which one is going to be the one, the oilas tamid, and which one is going to be the oila for Shabbos. And now they got mixed up. And you have a carbon yachav and a carbon tzibish in this arvu zebezeh. You have a person bring his own private carbon oila lamashal, and the tzibah is bringing their carbon oilas tamid. And these got mixed up. What do we do now? So the Braisa says, first let's concern ourselves about the Zrika Saddam. No Yisim Dalim Matonis Mikol Echad Vi Echad. Assuming that you have two Karbonais, and I don't know which one is the Yochid, which one is the Tzibur. Okay, what you can do is go and give four Matonis Mikol Echad Vi Echad, meaning, assuming that this is a carbon Oila L'Moshel, then you go and do Shtayim Shahin Arba. And if you're talking about a carbon Chatas L'Moshel, that means you go to the top of the Mizbeach, and the Kohen has to put the Nesina Saddam on all four Kronois, that's all lichat chila. Vimnosa matana mikol echad yotza. If from each one of them of the kabbonis he only did one matana, that's also good. Like we had in the Mishnah back on Lamed Vav earlier on in our Masechta, that when you're talking about all of those kabbonis which are outside the azara, not the azara, outside the heichel, outside the ulam, that you're doing what we call the chatzois hachitzoinios, or any other karbonos, other than those which are chatzois hapnimios, all you have to do is one matana, b'diyeved, and your yotza. That's sai by the karm chatzis on top of the karonos, you only put on one karen, sai down below, instead of doing shtein shein arba, you only did one, b'diyeved, you are yotza. Yes.
So earlier we talked about, for karbonos, there are four different acts, right? The shchita, So is smicha was not mentioned? Is smicha ma'akev?
No.
Okay.
Same thing applies to haktoras emurim, which is not ma'akev. Same thing applies to shvichas shiraim, not ma'akev. There are a whole bunch of mitzvahs that are wonderful, and one should do them, and you're mechuyev to do them, but they are not ma'akev in the kiyum of the, or the ritzui of the carbon.
So in this case, why not forego the smicha?
Okay, so the answer to that is, if I had no other choice, perhaps that's what I would do. But the Gemara is asking is, I have another eitzah. The eitzah is like all the other cases that we had in the Mishnah, where you had mixtures, and you don't know, oh, what do I do? Just wait until all the kabbanis get a mum, yirachi estavu. Once they get a mum, we're going to be poid to them. We're going to go and take the money and buy brand new kabbanis. And therefore, Yanko will take half of the money and buy a carbon for himself. Beryl will take the money and buy a carbon for himself, and now they'll be able to do the smicha. So why did the Mishnah give the eitzah? No problem. They got mixed up. Fine. Let the Kohen just announce, I'm being makrivit l'shem mishahu, whoever's carbon this is. I don't know. They don't know. Rabbeinu Shlom knows. Whoever it is, he will get a kapara. Don't they have to makayim this mitzvah first of doing the smicha? Says Yomar, you're right if you're talking about men's kabbanis. If you're talking about women's kabbanis, you don't need the smicha. Now you don't need. Women don't do smicha kabbanis, because if they do, then they have a problem being moyul behegdish. Okay? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now.
This is the case where Chatas got mixed with Chatas and Ola with Ola, I assume.
All of these talking about this are the same ones. Min. They have to be the same men because
you don't have a model of a matka.
Exactly right. But besides that, the reason is because since the whole Gemara's focus is on kodshim b'kodshim min b'minoi, what did the Mishnah say? You should go, the Kohen will say, l'shem mishahu, l'shem mishahu. So the whole focus is on that case of min b'minoi. So that's why when we learned about the carbon yachid, but carbon yachid, Yankel's oila with Beryl's oila. But you're right, Yankel's chatas with Beryl's chatas. Same thing applies, 100%.
We learned in the earlier parak it has to be l'shem balim.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like loosening that because we don't have a positive l'shem this bow, that bow. It's more, we're kind of like making it a little bit gray, a little bit fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a deficiency in the Shem Balim?
So if you recall back on the days when we were talking about the Hilchus Lishma, we said the Chatchili is supposed to have six things in mind.
Shemishem Nech, Reach Nechoach,
Shemishem.
The Shem Shisha Dvorim HaZebach Nizbach, the Shem Zebach, the Shem Zeveach, the Shem Hashem, the Shem Ishem, the Shem Reach, the Shem Nechoach, the Chatzos Yoshem, the Shem for the Shem Hachet. Is also kosher. You don't have to say lishmoy. Just go and say, we're doing this and be makabel all of it the way it's supposed to be on the highest level. So you don't have to go and specify who the individual is. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, so our Gemara tells us we had two kabbanis that got mixed up, whether it was Yochid b'Yochid, Yochid b'Tzibur b'Tzibur, Yochid b'Tzibur, and we're talking about, as Brother Shai pointed out, that they are the same carbon, they both are kabbanis oila, they're both kabbanis chatas, etc. What's the din? You bring it, in other words, in terms of the shechting is no problem, in terms of the Kabbalah Saddam, in terms of the Hailoka Saddam, that is no problem. The problem is going to be with the Zrika Saddam. What do we do about the Zrika Saddam? The Kabbalahs got mixed up. Says, no problem. Just go and do the number of Zrikas that you're supposed to do with that carbon. If it happens to be a Chatas, do the four on the top. If it happens to be an Oila, do Shtayim Shein Arva. If you only did one matana for each one, yotza. In other words, like all kabbalas. V'nosan arba mikulan yotza. What happens if he gave arba mikulan? Now, what means he gave arba mikulan? Arba mikulan is, let's assume that you have two karbonois oila, and by each one of them you're supposed to do shtayim shehein arba. What happens instead of doing shtayim shehein arba, he did from each one echot shehein shtayim. In other words, he took the first carbon oila and he only threw it against one corner instead of two corners. He took the second one, he also did it only against one corner. So it's echot shehein shtayim. Nevertheless, if you add them together, it becomes shtayim shehein arba, and that's also yotza. When did we say this? Now, what is this? That l'chadchili is supposed to have arba matonais mikol echad v'echad, shenis arvu chayin. That's when the animals got mixed up when they were still alive. If we only got mixed up after the shechita, in other words, after the two shochtim shechted each one of these individual kabbanis, and now we're about to go and do the zrika sadam inside the Beis Hamikdash, then what happens is, noisen arum matonis mikulon. Then you give four matonis from all of them. Now, what does all of that mean?
Yeah.
So, the Gemara is going to explain it a little bit more, but already at this point, when it says nis'ar v'shchutim, it doesn't just mean that we shechted the two oilais, and now we can't figure out which one belongs to Yankov, which one belongs to Beryl, which one is the yochid, which one is the tzibah. But here, nis'ar v'shchutim means that the bloods got mixed in to the same mizrak. All of the bloods of these two korbanos, instead of having separate mizrakim, the blood got mixed into the same one. And Rashi points out, there's a machlokes in Shas about that, do you hold that yesh bila, ein bila? Our Gemara assumes that yesh bila means that when you mix two liquids, they mix effectively. And so therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, what this price is telling us is, that if the bloods got mixed up together in the same mizrak, you know what you can do? Noisa arba matonis mikula. So for instance, if you're talking about the two chatois, the kohen goes to the top of the mizbeach, he doesn't have to go and put eight matonis, four for Yankov's chatos, and four for Beryl's chatos, he'll just do four all together. Why? Because since we hold yesh bila, that means the blood effectively mixes well. So every time he's putting on the Sina Saddam on that first Karen, he's doing it both the Yankel and Beryl's carbon. And the same thing as the second Karen, and the third, and the fourth. Each time, he's doing it effectively for both, and therefore, says the Brisa, you don't have to repeat it like we said on the fourth line, Noisen Danel Matonis may call Echad v. Echad, but rather, since they got mixed in together in the same Mizrak, Noisen Armatonis may call on. Go and give four matonis for both karbanis. And the same thing would apply, for instance, for a carbon oila, that normally we would say, Tushtaim Shehin Arba for each one, and therefore go and throw Shtaim Shen Arba from Mizrak 1, Shtaim Shen Arba from Mizrak 2, and have in mind the Shei Mishahu, because I don't know whose carbon is which, but since the two Mizrakim got mixed together in one Mizrak, all the Dam is together in one, so then the halacha is, just do a Shtaim Shen Arba for both of them, because in this blood, you have the blood of both Karbanis.
So you can do one also, no?
Yeah, that exactly. Bill Mamish, the next few words. What happens with the Yevid from this combined Yankel, Beryl, Mizrak, Dam? I only did one Matana altogether. Either Lamalef was a Chatos, two Chatois, or Lamata, I did one Shtaim Shein Arba. That's enough. In other words, one, I should really say, Echot Shein Shtaim. Also your yoitza, because that's the minimum they have to do, and therefore the chiddush of the price is about this mixing of the bloods. You don't have to go and do double zrikos. One zrika for both karbanos will be sufficient because yesh bila, and we just assume that everything was thrown for both. If you would hold ein bila, then theoretically it would be like putting oil on top of water. That now when I go and throw, maybe only the oil left and not the water. In other words, it doesn't effectively mix. But since you hold yesh bila, so the bloods are both mixed together, when I give a zrika, a shos, with the blood, so blood from both kabbanis went on it, and with that, you're yaitza. Rabbi adds one last nekud here. Rabbi oimer, roi nesamatonim yesh ba kedei lezeh u kedei lezeh kshera, v'imlav psula, says Rabbi. The only time that you say that you can go and give one zrika for both kabbanas, if there is enough of a shiur in that zrika for both kabbanas. In yesh bo kedei lezeh, u kedei lezeh, if there's enough when you give your shas, in other words, if there's a very minimal amount of blood, then it's no good. It's got to be enough blood, kedei lezeh, u kedei lezeh. You're wondering what that shiur is. The Gemara will address it amyechem on the Amid base. So yesh bo kedei lezeh, kshir. Fine. But if there's not enough blood to cover both, no good. Fine. With this, we have concluded the Braisa. The Rai is going to be now not from Rebbe, but from the Reish of the Braisa. Ketani, in the Reish of the Braisa, says Yochid Dumiyad Tzibur, Ma Tzibur Gavri Av Yochid Gavri. Since we're putting together the three cases at the outset, the Yochid and the Yochid, the Tzibur and the Tzibur and the Yochid and the Tzibur, we're assuming we're talking more or less the same characters, so to speak. When it comes to a carbon tzibur, the carbon tzibur all comes from the monies of a yachid. Because at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, when we talk about the machtsa shekel, kolo oivra alapkudim, biben esrim shon of amola, all those that can be conscripted in the army from 20 and over, those are the ones that have to contribute. So although the women get an atonement, they get a kapara with all the kabbonis tzibah that are brought every day, but the funders are the menfolk. And so therefore, says Yimar, just like the tzibur is talking about men, so presumably the chidim are also talking about men. And yet this Bryce is talking about that nisarvu, that kabbonis got mixed together. And you can go and bring them, and you don't have to wait of yiru achi estav until they get mumim, they're going to be poidim, they're going to bind them. They got mixed in, right? The carbon yachin, the sarbe carbon yachin. And we're talking about men, not women. Oh, you're very, so this whole teretz that Rav Yosef gave, the chayra falls away. We ask, what about the smicha? So Rav Yosef, we're talking about women. By men in Echonami, we'd have a big, big problem, and you wouldn't be able to go and do all the, what the Braisa says. But the Braisa must be talking about men because of the fact that the carbon tzibur was paid for by the men, so then the carbon yachid was paid for by the men. It's Fakti Moriat, Matsiba Gavri, Yachid Gavri. And nevertheless, it says in the Brayis, so we can continue bringing the karbanis even in the absence of smicha.
Is there smicha on a carbon tzibur?
That's a very good question. There's a Mishnah Mesechus Menachos. Years ago, they used to go and print the Zvachim Menachos together. But there is a Menachos here. Oh, mm-hmm. Very good. So
you were dichoy it, you rejected it because it's too thick.
Definitely rejected it.
It wasn't dichoy, but
you died. It wasn't the Balchai either. Trader late. Anyway, we have the Mishnah Mesechus Menachos. It's in the Peis of the Tzaddiks.
Excuse me.
Fine. Thank you, Brother Shai. Daf Tzadik Beis, Omid Aleph, Kol Karban, Zukta Mishnah, Kol Karbanis Hatzibur, Ein Behen Smicha. Karban Tzibur does not require Smicha. Chutz, Men Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvahs, otherwise known as the Par Helim Dabash of Tzibur, Soir HaMishtal Leach. Those are the only two that have Smicha. Reb Shimon Oimer, Afsor Avodis Kechol. Number three. Weiter, kol karbonis hayachid t'unen smicha, chutz men habachor, v'hamasa v'hapesach. Oh, so now, getting back to your question. Your question was, does a korban tzibur require smicha?
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, it does not. We have every single morning, the oilis tomit shol shachar, oilis tomit shol bin aboyim, ein behen smicha. Where do we have the korban tzibur that has smicha? Hapar habo al kol ha-mitzvahs, where the Sanhedrin erred in issuing a faulty psak. For instance, that a particular type of fat, they said is mutter, that it's shuman, and after that, 3 weeks later, they realize, we made a big boo-boo, it's really chayv. And in between, Rav of Klal Yisrael unfortunately erred and sinned, and now we have to bring this par helim dovah shel tzibur. So who has to go and bring it? We have machloikis, but poshet, it's the Sanhedrin that has to bring it, and the Zikni Sanhedrin have to go and put their hands and do smicha on that cart. And the same thing applies to Surah Mishtalech, but Surah Mishtalech would have nothing to do with our discussion because that's not a carbon, that's a surah that goes to Lazazel, and that of course is handled by the Kohen Gadol, that is not the... but that would be the smicha that you have by the Surah Mishtalech. Not only a smicha, it's also a vidoy. Anyway, but getting back to the Gemara over here. Our Gemara is talking about carbon tzibur. There is no kasha from our Mishnah, or from that braisa, about the din of smicha, because we're not talking about two karbonis getting mixed together. We're talking about maximum by carbon tzibur, via parabol kol mitzvahs. How would you have two parhum mishut tzibur? Oh, so maybe the Bezdin Taka made a bubu, both for Gabi Hilchai Shuman and Chalev, and also the Gabi Hilchai Da. And they're bringing two porin haboal kol mitzvahs at the same time. Oh, so maybe there we had a mix up. Says Rashi here on Har Omer Aleph, it's not an issue because everybody knows Par Habor Kol Mitzvahs Par Dov Shel Tzibur. Leave them, we may need it. Par Dov Shel Tzibur is what we call from the Chatois HaPnimiyos, because all of the avoidi you do, not all of the avoidi, but at least the Hazor Sadam you do inside Lefnim in the Heichel. Okay, so what difference does that make? So Rashi says, remember the Brayis said that in Nosa Matana Mikol Echad is Yotzer. If you brought only one Matana, b'diavad you're Yotzer. That only applies to the Chatois HaChitzonos. Chatois HaPnimios, we learned in the Mishnah back in that from above, Afil Matana Achas Me'aked. And on Yom Kippur, we have the maximum of 48.
43, 47, 48, Machlokas, Shirayim, and the mixing of the blood.
Assuming that 48 is the maximum, even if you just miss one out of the 48, the carbon is no good. This, that din that you're saying, Nos Matana Achat Kolachat is Yatza, is only talking about those Kabbanas which are Bechitzai. Ah, so therefore there is no din of smicha on the carbon tzibur that we're talking about in this brisa, because were we to be talking about the case of the parhum doshul tzibur, this halacha of nos matan achas would not apply. Therefore, says Rashi, the kasha of our mishnah, the kasha that we're asking from this brisa on Rav Yosef is only from the carbon yachid cases and not from the tzibur cases. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, which addresses your question, afi yachid ben gavri. Rashi is about 10 lines from the top of the Amid. If you have a gavri, if you have a gavri, the boy smicha, it requires smicha, is a kasha in Rabbi Yosef. You can't ask a kasha from tzibur, she ain't smicha but tzibur, elu b'chatois ha-pnimiyos. And not even all chatois ha-pnimiyos, only par helum damashul tzibur. We're not talking about pnimiyos. Meriktoni, that it says that the arba matonis, if you just do one matana b'diyevet is yotza, that's not the case. If you're talking about chatois ha-pnimiyos, each one of the matonis is ma'akit. So therefore the kasha that Gemara is asking of Yosef is strictly from the carbon yochids and not from the carbon tzibur. But the ma'is of the kasha is chaguta kasha. We just said now, back to the Gemara. Ketani yochid, we're about just past halfway down. Ketani yochid, domir tzibur, mat tzibur, gavri, just like the carbon tzibur, is funded by men. With the machzor shekel, after yochid, we're presumably also talking about men, and nevertheless, the brisa says, bring the carbon, even though the chayra, we're going to have a problem, we cannot do smicha. Everyone, Marav Tizbra, let me ask you a question. Hamitaratzehi, even the way it's written, is it written in a way that it is totally understandable, other than the kasha that you're asking on Rav Yosef? The brisa itself, l'choira, is not understandable. Why diktani? The medvar mamurim kishin is arvu chayim. Am this arvu shchutim loy. It makes a difference whether the taruvis of the karbonis took place when the animals were still alive, or when the animals were already gishachtim. Freitimar, mali chayim, mali shchutim. What difference does it make if the animals got mixed when they were alive, or the animals got mixed up after they were already gishachtim? L'choira, it makes no chilik whatsoever. And remember when we spoke about it earlier, and it said the medvar mamur shenisar v'chayim asar v'shchutim noisin ar matonis mikul, and we were wondering what difference to make chayim or shchutim. And then we brought in the Rashi that the shchutim that we're referring to doesn't really mean the difference between if the animals were mixed when they were alive, or the animals got mixed when they were ready gishachtim. The question is the gabi, the dam, exactly. Was the dam in separate mizrakois, or was the dam mixed together in one kus? So the chayr that has nothing to do with when the original taruvus took place, when the animals are alive, after the animals are gishachtim. The point is, the chilik in this brisa should be the medvar mamurim, shenis arvu, be separate kalim, the kalim miyuchadim, and therefore you have to go and do for each from each tree. You have to do a full normal shtaim shein arba or four koronois or whatever the zrikas and amen do from the second kli as well. But if they got mixed in, not shchutin or chayim, they got mixed into one mizrak, then noisan armatonis mikulan. So therefore, Rav is pointing out that the language of the brisa as it is anyway slightly imprecise. So therefore, Ela hachik amar, what does the brisa really mean? The medavor mamurim shenis arvu shchutin ki en chayim bekoisois. What does he mean? That when we made that distinction, medavor mamurim shenis arvu chayim, amas arvu shchutin, no, he say, what he means to say is, the medavor mamurim shenis arvu shchutin ki en chayim. Just like when you have two live animals, you cannot mix and
kalayim.
The two animals are obviously separate. Here's one animal, here's another animal. It could very well be that this is Yankov's, this is Beryl's, this is Yankov's. In that respect, it can be Muravin, for sure. However, you can't go and say, I only have one animal here, I have two animals right in front of me. So when did we say that you have to make sure that you have to do separate Zrikay Sadam, both for Yankel and for Beryl's separate Kabbanis, when the bloods, even after the Shechita, are Ken Chaim, meaning Bekoisois, that they're in two separate Koisois. This Kois, this Mizrak, was from Yankel's carbon, the original number one carbon, and this Kois, or this Mizrak, is from the second one. But the two Koises got mixed up, and I don't know which one is for which. Ah, so that's what the Braisa said. Make sure. It's no problem, you know, fine, it got mixed up. All you have to say is, like the Mishnah said, L'shem Mishahu, and go and do a Zrika from Kois 1, and do a Zrika from Kois 2, even though I don't know which one is Yankel's, which one is Beryl. I don't know, I don't know. L'shem Mishahu. Ah, V'boilil. If you are boil means that you mix the two dams into one mizrak together into one kois, like the Gemara calls it, then noisim dam madon, it's the kula. Then it's enough just to go and do one application of dam for both kabbanis, because since we hold yesh bila, automatically the one application will work for both Yanko and for Beryl. Amachai. Dimnos matana achas the kula. However, if you only give one matana, then you're yotza. So, just one second. So, how have we answered our kasha? The way we've answered our kasha is because, in fact, the whole mix-up took place after the shechita. Meaning, Yankel and Beryl, each one brought their oiler. And Yankel,
each one did their smicha then, right?
Yeah. Yankel and Beryl both brought their oilers. Yankel comes to the smigdish, and the kohen says to him, "Have you done your smicha yet?" Oh, could you remind me? He puts his hands in on the animal, and he says whatever he says, and then we hand it over to the kohen, and then the shoychid goes and checks the first animal. Beryl comes along, and he brings his oiler. Mr. Beryl, did you do your smicha? Oh, thank you for reminding me. He does his smicha with alek kavonis, and we hand it over to the kohen, and we give it to the shoychid, and then he checks it. After the shechita, during the shechita, all the dam now flows into the mizrak. So either already at that time, or subsequently before we got to the time of the zrika, the two koises got mixed together, or the two koises were separate. Says the Braisa. If they're still separate, then do separate applications in the dam for each one. I don't know which one is Yanka, which one is Beryl. So I don't know. I'll say L'shem Mishahu. However, if they both mix in together, you only have to do one application, will be Yoitza for both kabbalas. What have we accomplished with this noob shot? We've accomplished is that they both did smicha. We had assumed that the Bryce is talking about that they got mixed up Michayim. But now, based on Rav's teretz, Mehmed Varmun, Shirasar Michayim, it doesn't mean when they were still alive. It means that they got mixed up when they were in separate Mizrakim. Oh, separate Mizrakim, Dula Kolecha, Viachad. If they got mixed into one Mizrak, then you only have to go and do one application for both. So with this, we're not talking about smicha at all, but gemach smicha. Yes, your kasha.
If we say, we call it Shiroi Bila in Bila, my kevitz, why do you have to say that they had to do Bila here? Even if he didn't, it's called Shiroi Bila in Bila, my kevitz.
That rule of Bila, my kevitz, and not my kevitz, as you know, is referring to Karbin Mincha.
Right.
And it says that the maximum number, the maximum amount of Esroinim, of Soilis in one Kli can only be 60. Why is that? Because Chum said if you go and mix the amount of Shemen into 60, it can be well mixed.
Right.
However, if you have a bigger Kli that has 61 and you put the oil in, it's not going to mix that well. It's a Gatenish. You'd have to have an electric Abash mixer or something, because just trying to do it with your hands is not going to work.
And it's dyslexic.
Exactly. Anyway, but the point of all of this is that what happens if they didn't do a bila at all? They just put in the shemen without mixing it properly.
Problem.
It's not ma'akev. You just told me 1661. As long as it's royal bila, that's already sufficient. So that's gabi hilchas mincha, and that's very important din for sure. Here we're talking about mixing in two bloods together. The question is, when you mix two liquids together, do you say that it's blended nicely? It doesn't have to be blended evenly. But the question is, does it blend, does it mix together, or do you say each one is breakers with the other? You stay on your turf, your side of the Mason-Dixon line, and I'll stay on my side. No, we hold Yesh Bila that they do mix well. They mix well enough that when you do Ezrika, you can be sure that you're taking dam from each one of the two kabbanis, and that's why you only have to do one application, one Ezrika, you don't have to do two. It's good. Fine. Anyway, with this we have concluded the kasha on Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef says our Mishnah must be talking about Karban Noshim, because by Karban Anoshim you'd be missing a smicha and you can't lichatchila bring a karban without a smicha. Aye, this whole brayse, the brayse talking about post smicha, after smicha. Right, they got to have the smicha ceremony.
Only a man could have smicha.
Well, no, let's not go into that now. Now we continue on to the Moriah Zvaiter. We said in the Brayser Rebbe, Yoyim Roi Yisam Matonim, Yesh Bakedei Lezeh, Kedei Lezeh, Kshay Revim La Psula. It has to have enough of a sheer matonim. Freitim when we yisle the Rebbe Haisvara, says Rebbe Hod, you have to have a sheer. Votani Am Rebbe Ledivri Reb Elezer. Hazo'a Kol Shumit Teheres. Hazo ein tsrikh shiur hazo mechtze bas mechtze kosher un mechtze posel. What is this all about? This really has nothing to do with korbanos. It has to do with pora aduma. What's it then by a pora aduma? As you know, the Torah says that you have to go and take the pora, you have to go and shecht it, you have to burn it, you take the ash, benosan olav mayim chayim el keli. You have to take that ash and mix it with mayim chayim. Okay, after you mix it with Mayim Chaim, then you have the spritzer who spritzes it on the individuals or the kelim that require that spritzing because they happen to be tumas meth. Fine. Now, how much water from this sprinkling has to get onto the gavra? Reb Elezer holds even just a mashu, a kosher, as long as on the entire individual, one little drop hits him, we're done. That's a great, he's already tohar. Of course, you have to shlishi and shvi, yes, go to the mikveh. But purposes of this hazor, a little drop falls on him. It doesn't have to be a kazayis, it doesn't have to be a kebeya, it doesn't have to be a kerevias, it doesn't have to be kadasha. Just a drop falls on him. Right. Moreover, Reb Lezer says, according to the way Rebbe learns, what happens if a drop of regular water fell into the kli? In other words, we have mixed in the kli ash together with mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means from a mayim, from a spring. And then somehow some tap water fell in, or some be'er mayim seltzer fell in, which is not mayim chayim. You know the story I've told you in the past about the tzeilam aruf. If you don't remember, I'll tell you in a moment. But the point is, even if other waters fall in, it's all so good, and you can spritz. Avad l'chatchila don't allow for other waters. But once you have ash with mayim chayim, or the waters fall in, it's okay. So, Omer Rebbe Lediv Reb Lezer. Rebbe says it comes to Reb Lezer. Number one, Hazor Kosher Mitaheres. You just need one little drop, and that's enough to go and be Mitaher. Rashi brings in the Omer Aleph, just as long as it's a sheer Agaba de Gavra. I know that a drop hit that individual on his flesh. Shaila, what it could even be on the Begodim, but Poshim Shad, it goes on the flesh. On the person's skin, that's enough. Hazor kosher mitaheres, and hazor ain't a tzricha shir because there's no shir, even a mashu, as well as hazor mechza kosher mechza posel. Hazor is kosher even if some of it is kosher and some of it is posel. Rashi says the words mechza mechza is lav dafka. What he means to say is even if a drop of other non mayim chayim water fell in, it's also good for our purposes. So what's the kasha? The kasha is over here. Rebbe says, make sure when it's talking about the zrika sedam that you have a shir lezeh and a shir lezeh, both for Yankel's carbon and for Merrill's carbon. And yet, when we're talking about paraduma, I'll leave it there, blazer. Rebbe, the same Rebbe says, even a mashu is enough, sufficient. You don't have any major shiurim. The Gemara and the Havamina assume that hilchos paraduma are similar to hilchos zrika sedam. So, don't we have a stira? Rebbe on Rebbe. And the Gemara gives two very simple tirutzim. Number one, the Rebbe that we just quoted, the Devar of the Rebbe Lezer Kamar, Rebbe on his own could be held that there is a shear, just like by Zrik, he said, make sure there's a shear. Here too, there has to be a shear, the Gabi Hazor. What that shear would be, maybe it would be a revius, maybe a halber revius, whatever it happens to be, but could be Rebbe holds that you do need a shear in both cases. It's only the Divi Rebbe Lezer. But then the Gemara gives a much easier pshat. These are two separate dinim. Here we're talking about hazor of paraduma. For that, even I hold, just like Reb Lezer, even a mashu. When you're talking about zrika, there you have to have a psashir. And therefore the two are really totally unrelated. It's like asking a question from a person who eats chazer to a person who eats on Yom Kippur to a person who's eating dam for a person who's eating an animal that was not kishochten, whether they have the same din or they don't have a separate same din, doesn't make a difference. Each one has its own special halacha. Very often they'll be the same. It'll be the same shir kazayis, or if you're talking about a liquid, it'll be the same shir aviyas. But some muznish zayin, it doesn't have to be the same. And here, hazo is one din, trying to make someone tar from tumah.
It's by apples and oranges?
That's the more answer, apples and oranges. So therefore, it could be that they both have a share, but it could be that they don't. One has a share, one doesn't have a share, and there's kakasha. But now the question is, but what is the share? So it's Rashi says what the share is. Unesinas, if you look at Rashi, it's a third narrow line. Unesinas dam de mizbeach l'chud tzorech share. What's the share? She'eroha hadam l'shnei ruchois ha'keren shel mizbeach. It has to be enough that when you throw the blood towards the keren of the mizbeach, that after that you see dam on both sides. You don't have to see a huge amount of blood on both sides. As long as you see a bissel of dam on both sides, that's already sufficient. But of course, that's much more than just a drop on a person's skin, which is mamish, just like a drop with like a half a teaspoonful or a quarter or a tenth of a teaspoonful. Mashal. Here you have to have enough to be able to see on both sides. Question.
We had earlier in the Masechta the thing es dam and tefila. One of them was there has to be enough dam in the mizrak that you could scoop it out with your finger. Isn't that the shear that we kind of fell back on as being the minimum shear in the mizrak in order to qualify as a proper zrika?
That was talking about the es dam and tefila. Was talking about the chatoyis hapnimiyos, and that was referring to the hazoyis adam that you have to do. Number one on the Peroiches, and number two on the Mizbech. Exactly. So we said that the Tovel HaKoyin as Atzpoy, in the Mizrak. So we said about the amount of blood in that Mizrak, there has to be enough blood, which is liquid blood, and not blood which is attached to the walls. The Gemara called that Mesapik. So the Koyin shouldn't have to go and rub and
sponge it off.
And sponge it off, or scrape it off, or rub it off with his finger. There has to be enough blood. But that was talking about how much blood we're talking about in the Mizrak. Here we're talking about how much blood has to go and reach the Mizbech, which of course is not by Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, it's Chatoyis HaChitzoynis. Because by Chatoyis HaChitzoynis, you don't do a Shtayim Shein Arba type of situation. So that's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, in Masechtas Porah, there is a minimum amount of how much you have to have within the kos from which you're doing the zrika. That minimum amount, I don't remember whether it's a revius or two revius or whatever it happens to be. We're talking about how much after you spritz it has to land on the person's skin.
So one's the source and one's the target. Okay.
It's like a malamed and a lamed.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to tell you the master of the Tzeil Maruv. The Tzeil Maruv, when they first came out with Be'er Mayim or Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim, in fact, came out before Be'er Mayim. Maybe the same company, competitors, Chweisish. Anyway, but it was my...
They were competitors.
Okay, maybe they are, maybe they were.
If they weren't, it would have been better.
Well, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, the point is that they first came out with a Mayim Chaim, so until that time, everybody just drank, you know, regular Canada Dry Seltzer or whatever they had, and then they came out a new one, this Mayim Chaim. So they said that Tzeil Maruv didn't want to go and drink from the Mayim Chaim. They said, why not? He says, because I'm not a Zov. Only a Zov needs Mayim Chaim. A regular person doesn't need Mayim Chaim. Good. So here, by the Poraduma, you do need Mayim Chaim,
right?
But you can go and put in an extra drop. You shouldn't, but if an extra drop fell in from Be'er Mayim, the competitor, or non-competitor, but this is not Mayim Chaim, obviously. This doesn't come from a Mayon, and even if it did, it's been processed. It's a Os Mayim Chaim.
It's barely,
okay. Anyway, so if you put a drop in, it does not passel, according to Rabbi Lezer, because even Mechze Kosha, Mechze Passel is Ulza Kusha, because you just need a drop. Okay, and we continue on. State fight in the Mishnah Sabbath Bechor Ubemaser. Now, what is this all about? We had a regular carbon that got mixed in with a carbon of either Bechor or Maser. Now, Bechor or Maser happened to be different from other Kabbanis in a number of respects. And the major respects are that what happens to a regular carbon that a person designates and consecrates. An oyle, tziashlomim, tziachatas, or whatever. And it became now a balmum. Can I go and bring it for a carbon? Havad anish. You can't bring a carbon, which is a veris, a shover, or yabeles, or gorav, yaleves. Anytime that it has a mum, disqualified for a carbon. So what do you do? So the Torah says you can go and be poided, and you sell it to a commoner, to anybody who wants to have an animal, and you poided that redeems it, it takes the kedusha away. The kedusha now transfers to the mummy. You use that mummy to go and buy a brand new animal. So if the person was chayav to bring a carbon chatas, he won't use that carbon chatas which has a mum. He'll go and take the money and buy a brand new one. And same thing for oil, same thing for shlam. Okay, all of that is very straightforward. What happens, however, if you have a bechor amas? Oh, that's already a different story. What happens to a bechor? Every time a person has a bechor be'edroi every year, he has to go and give it to the kohen. What happens if a person has more than 10 animals, or 10 animals or more, that are born to his eder in a given year, then he has to have them counted. What do you do with that asiri? The balam, yes, but the balam keep it for themselves. They bring it for a carbon, but they do not have to give it to the kohen. It's his own. Same thing, the bechor belongs to the kohen. Now, both of them, both the kohen and his bechor, he's supposed to bring it for a carbon, the base mikdash. The masa behema, the balam, are supposed to go and bring in the base mikdash. What happens if they develop a mum? So normally I would say, oh, mum, so then go and sell it, take the money, buy a new gun. No, that's not the din. But bechor and masa, you eat it b'mumai in Yerushalayim, that the kohen goes and takes his bechor, it has a mum. Don't bring it for a carbon. He just goes and shechs it and eats it with his mishpacha, kum terayin, everybody.
Cool and plus.
So we haven't gotten to the plus yet. We haven't gotten to the plus yet. And the same thing with the case of the maser. Yes, you go and shech the maser as if it were chulin. You don't bring it into the base of English. You just go and eat it. But what did we say about chulin plus? Very good point. Chulin plus is that normally every single carbon, when it becomes a balmum, and you're poided, you want to maximize the proceeds. Why do you want to maximize the proceeds? Because you want to be able to bring a new carbon, the shame ula teferis, that replacement carbon, and you want it to be as valuable as possible. So it'd be nice to have a beautiful carbon. So you don't want to go and restrict the possibilities of maximizing the value. So how would you restrict or not restrict? So when it comes to Bechor and Maaser, the halacha is, since if and when you decide to go and sell this Bechor and Maaser to somebody else, a kohen who has on his hands 100 Bechor and Bali Mumin, he says, I can't eat all of these, what am I going to do? So he wants to go and sell them. And, or the same thing, of course, Maaser Behema. If a person has a lot of Maaser Behema, or he just doesn't have enough mouths to feed to be able to warrant one of these behemoths, and they didn't have deep freeze like we have today. So what do you have to go and do? You have to go and sell it.
It still also has a time limit, like it's 2 days in one night.
Balmum?
Balmum doesn't have anything.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyway, Metzim Meseches Menachos, they go into all of these things, especially in Perek Shtei Midos when they talk about all these rules and regulations. But maybe you'll still have an Armasechta too. Okay. You never know. Anyway, what's the din by Bechor and Maaser? Since by Bechor and Maaser were you to go and sell it, the money belongs to Balaam. He's not bringing it for a carbon. So then I'm concerned about the zilzul of the carbon. Zilzul means I'm humiliating or shaming the carbon by selling it on the meat market as if it was just regular meat. And therefore, what do you have to do? So there are three requirements. Number one, shlo yishchetu be'itlis. Don't go and sell it in the public meat market, not sell it. Don't shecht it in the public meat market. Rather, you call the shaykh and you say, shaykh, do you have off? Yeah, Baruch Hashem, today is Thanksgiving Day. Everybody, all the stores are closed. I have a couple of hours available. Oh, please come over to my house or to my corral and go and shecht this animal for me. Sure. How much will you charge? Whatever you charge. But the point is, there you cannot go and shecht it in the main meat market like all normal chulin, but you have to go in a private place. Ishkatu be'itlis. Itlis, even today, itlis is today in America, in Eretz Yisrael, is also called a meat market. V'le'imachra be'itlis. After it's geshachten, you also cannot go and sell it be'itlis. What do you have to do? You have to go and talk privately to all of your friends and Romans and countrymen, maybe not the Romans, but you go and speak to all your friends and tell them that I have this carbon b'chor or maser, b'chor for the kahanim, whether Zoram can eat from the Bukhar. Well, let's not get into that. But the point of all of this is, let's say by the Maser Behema, you want to go and sell it, you go and sell it by word of mouth. But don't sell it in the meat market. Obviously, that's going to have a major constraint and limitation on the price. But what can I do? I don't want to be mezalzel in this Carbon.
And Hegdish isn't losing anything by being by
correct
by this.
Correct. Yishkalu b'litra. Yishkalu b'litra means that when you normally sell, you put it on a scale and make sure you put the
weights, proper weights.
Proper weights. And this, of course, is a weighty situation because you don't want to lose any money. You don't want to cheat anybody. Fine. Okay, so a regular carbon, you could go, which became a balmum. You are allowed to go and shecht be'itlis. You're allowed to go and sell be'itlis. And you're allowed to go and be shoykel be'litra on such a weight, such a scale. I, as a result, you're being mezalzel in the carbon. I put aside the zilzel because I want to maximize the amount that's going to come in to be able to buy the replacement carbon. Since there is no replacement carbon, I'm more concerned about the zilzel in the carbon itself, in the Bukhar and the Maser itself, and that's why these three rules and regulations apply. So our Mishnah said that what happens if you have now a case of an Oilu or Chatos or whatever gets mixed into a Bukhar or to a Maser, what do you do now? Says the and said the Mishnah, Yirat Shiestavu. You have to wait until they get, all of them get Mumin. And now go and use each one of these Karbonois by going and selling them, but all selling them with the restrictions of Leishkatu Be'itlis, Leimkru Be'itlis, Leishkalu Be'litra, because any one of these animals might be a Bechor or a Maser, and so therefore I'm more concerned about the Zilzel of the potential Bechor and Maser. It's the list on Ayin Aleph on Bedeis, it's the last three lines of the Mishnah, Nisar Bechor and Maser, Yirat Shistavu, let any and all Karbanis that got mixed in with the Bechor and the Maser, wait until they all get Mumin. Now you're going to be poided. The Yoichlu, Rashi says Yoichlu doesn't really mean that you eat it, but he means that after it gets a Mum, what you do is you can eat the Karbanis ki Bechor u ki Maser. It means that after making sure to shecht it shaloi be'itliz and not to sell it be'itliz and not to be shoykil be'litra. So that was what we learned in the Mishnah. So now that's the introduction to the Gemara. Now, Omer Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama tells us other halachas besides those that we learned in the Mishnah. Number one, Bechor lebeishamai ein machilen lenidois. What does that mean? When we talk about Bechor in the Torah, it says in the Torah, Bisharecha teichlenu hatomei vahator yachtov katzvi v'cho ayol. So who's allowed to go and eat a bechor bal mum b'sherecha techlenu hatomei v'hatohor yachtov? I said bal mum, maybe not bal mum, maybe only a regular bechor. What, even the tomei can go and eat it? Beisham, I said, however, ein machin l'nidos. A woman that is a nida should not eat from the bechor. But the pasuk says b'sherecha techlenu hatomei v'hatohor yachtov. Beisham, I said that it only applies to an external form of tuma, like from a nevela or from a sheret ukadome, but not if it's internal, meaning that the person, it's a tuma hayoytze migufoy, that you're not allowed to. And so therefore Rashi says the same thing is not only a nida by a man, right, if he's a zov, or a woman who's a zova. That's an internal tuma. They're not allowed to. That's only good to be shamay. Basil says no. Atum v'atay yachdav. Even if the person is a nida, so, no problem.
Even a tummy
mace. Tummy mace kenzayn chmeis. Anyway, so what's the halacha legabe b'chor? Mitchem mesechtes b'choyrois. You know, focuses on those details. So Amar Rabbi Chama b'chor lebe shamay ein machin lenidos. A nida is not allowed to go and eat from a b'chor. So now ask Rabbi Chama, what happens to murasi mahu? When happens if he made a tumuras b'chor? Are you allowed to do tomorrow's chor? You're not allowed to do any tomorrow. But what happens if you did? Why, you use Marasa Yekoidish. So what happens to the tamura of the Bukhar? Is a nida allowed to eat from that tamura?
Was there a tamura made before or after it became a balmum?
I'm not sure that you're talking about a balmum. Could be we're talking about
a regular Bukhar, Bekadusha of Tahara.
Exactly. That you shecht in the Beis Mikdash, okay. And now you're eating
outside. So, you're having Thanksgiving in Yerushalayim with the Bukhar, okay.
Exactly. So now the question, Thanksgiving can only do with oifis, with turkey.
No, it's not makif.
It's not makif. Okay, it's good to know. Anyway, but point is that, says Rabbi Vachama, we know according to Beis Shammai, the Bukhar ain't machil and nidois. What's it done by the Tamura? Number two. Bechor ain't a nifta. We know that you can't be poida bechor. If the bechor became a balmum, you're not poida the bechor, but rather the coin just eats it, you shecht and eat it the way it is. Question is, tumurasi mal. What happens if you did tumura bechor? Is that the same halacha that can't be poided? And number three, bechor ain't a nishka belitra. That's what we were talking about before. You can't go and weigh it on a scale. Tumurasi mal. If you had a tumuras bechor, what would be the din? Amar Rava. Rava says, I have one answer for all three questions. Sabraisa, Tanya, Bechor, Umaser, Misha Humamu. Once they get a Balmum, it sounds like maybe the first case is also a Balmum. It's Oysen Tmura. You could still do a tumura even though they have a mum, and the tumura is exactly the same din as the original Bechor HaMaser, and so therefore, according to Beis Shammai, ein machil nidois, and it's ein nifta, and ein nishka b'litra. Same din across the board. Okay. Boyer Mechamas. After we already addressed those three issues, Rav Mechamas has another shayla. Hitfis Bechor lebedekabayis mau. Maushi Yishkol Bilditra. What is this all about? You have a koyin, he receives a bechor from someone as a present, because he has supposed to give bechor to the koyin. So now he has it, and now the koyin says to himself, and let's assume it became a balmum, so I can't bring it for a carbon. He says, now this is regular mum and balam, I can go and check that, I can go and eat it, like a bechor balmum. But instead, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate it to the Bedek Abayis, to the Gizbar, let him sell it, and let him use the funds for repair and maintenance in the Beis HaMikdash. Can he do that? Yes, he can. Why can he do it? Because it's mum and balam, belongs to the koyin. Do it whatever he wants. So just like he could sell it to anybody else, just make sure the three normal limitations of Shoyka Balitra, etc. But otherwise, you're sure, just I could sell it to Yankel, but I can go and give it as a present to the Bedek Abayis. So now the question is, once the Gizmer and the Bedek Abayis has it, now he says, I have no need for this Bechar. Anyway, it's a Balmum, so I cannot bring it for Kabonais, so let me go and sell it and use the funds for repair and maintenance. So now, does he have to sell it with those three normal constraints that the Bechor HaMaser had? Maushi Yishka Balitra. Can he be Shoykla Balitra and therefore maximize the income and be able to use that for the Bismiglish? So what is the Shaila? Ravcha de Hegdish Adif, Oidom Azilusa de Bechor Adif. Typically, we say by a regular carbon, we want to be marviach as much as possible to go and make the carbon as beautiful as possible, as big as possible, make it yofa. And here I also have the same concern, not by a carbon, I have the same concern about the Bedek Abayis, let's maximize income. But on the other hand, it's a bechor after all. So it's going to be a zilt for the bechor if I'm going to be shoykel belitra, what should I do? Amr Gyesi Barzvida, Toshima, let's try to be poishit arshal from our Mishnah. Nisarvu bebechor ubemaser yiru achiestoavu viyoichlu kebechor ukemaser. Oh, if you had an oila shlomim, whatever, got mixed in together with a bechor maser, what's the din? Since I cannot go and the bechor maser have their restrictions, the oila and the shlomim, whatever carbon has their restrictions, how am I going to mix and match? So says the Mishnah, yiru achiestoavu, wait until they all get their Mumin, and then afterwards we're going to go and sell them. We're going to go and take the proceeds. And for those people that have to go and bring new kabbanis, they'll take the proceeds and use it to go and buy new kabbanis. And for the koyin and for the balim, we'll take the money and he can go and use it for regular chulin purposes. So now the question is, what does it say in the Mishnah? So we said in the Rashi in the Mishnah, what does that mean? That this bechor, all of these kabbanis that got mixed with bechor and maser. Let's make it simple. Just one oila got mixed up with one bechor. So now I don't know which one is the oila, which one is the bechor. And the difference is in terms of the dam. This is shtayim shein arba, this is only achad shei shtayim, and similar. So I can't just go and say, whoever this belongs to, I have to know whether it's a bechor or whether it's an oila. A bechor, oila, of course, you have to put on the mizbeach, and you have to go and burn a kulikol. The bechor, on the other hand, has to be eaten by the koyin. So, yeah, what do you do? Yirat shiestavu, wait until it gets a mum, and then you're going to get the money, and with that money, you're going to go and buy for the person that had an oila, he's going to go and use the money to go and buy a new carbon oila. And for the person that, the koyin that had the bechor, he's going to use the money for whatever chulin purposes he wants to. So now, it says in the Mishnah, yochel bechor kemaser. So what does it mean, yochel bechor kemaser? That when you are selling the bal mum now, after yirat shiestavu, sell it like bechor maser, with the same restrictions, including, for instance, that you cannot be shoykel belitra. Oh, lav the memra, when it says, yoykel bechor maser, what does that mean? Deinishko belitra. So you see that even though for purposes of this carbon oila, I would want to maximize the value to be able to bring the shenst and the besta, but that has to go secondary to the prime, to the preeminent concern over here.
Of
the zilzul kachim. Ah, so therefore, just like I have that problem of the zilzul kodshim of our Mishnah, and I said that that takes primary over the secondary concern of maximizing the value of the carbon. So the same thing would apply over here too, l'choira, that if I took the b'chor, I was matfis and bedek abayis. I have two concerns, one of revach v'hegdish and one for zilzul b'chor. L'choira, the zilzul b'chor, or if that's the one that overwhelms the other concern. You really can't compare the two cases. The case of our Mishnah is talking about that the oil got mixed in the mushal together with the b'char or the maaser. No, so these are two separate kedushas. This is oil and this is the b'char and maaser. Ushnei gufim, the two separate behemoths. And therefore, since the two separate behemoths, says Rashi, why should I go and allow for selling both behemoths at their maximum by being shoykil belitra, which means I'm going to benefit the animal, which is the oila, at the expense of the bechor or maser. Because if I'm going to sell both of them belitra, what's going to happen is that one of them, of course, I'm allowed to sell belitra, that's the one that I'm using to buy the replacement carbon, but at the same time, I'm going to be mezalzel in the bechor and maser, which I'm not allowed to do. So to go and maximize one animal at the expense of the other, I don't allow for it. But here in the very same animal, it has both kedushas, the revach of the hegdish and the bechor din. So you're going to say, I have the zilzul bechor, yeah, but in the very same animal, I have the revach of the hegdish for the bedek abayis. So maybe it's not a zilzul of one animal at the expense of another animal, it's the same animal itself. Which of these two concerns is the primary, which is the secondary? It's konzayin, that way would hold that I rather maximize the money for the gizbar, the base of English, at the expense of this animal, because it's this very animal itself. So this animal cannot be, you know, mavuzo or mezulzo compared to a second one. In the same animal, you have both the zilzel, but also you have the achievement that you're getting more money for purposes of the bedek abayis. So therefore, you can't bring a raya one case to the other. Maslur Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, says Rashi, is asking Chasha on the original Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Right? It was Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida that was the one that was trying to be poishet the shal of Rami Bar Chama. And says Maslur Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Ma'ilu Omar Hiftuli Bechor Shetfisu Lebedek Abayis. Klum Shaymin Loi. What does that mean? So the Gemara is a little bit Ikachosim in a Sefer. Rashi says, Toysa says, the Hiftuli Bechor means that I want to be poyed to the Bechor, not only to go and give it to the Bedek Abayis, but so that the Bedek Abayis should have maximum value from this Hadfasa, I also want to go and be poyed to this Bechor, that it shouldn't have a din of Giza V'Avoida. Normally by Bechor it says, Le'savet B'Bechor Sherechav, Le'sogoyz Bechor Tzenecha, you're not allowed to do Giza V'Avoida. That, the absence of the ability to do Giza V'Avoida, that also restrains and limits the price. Because anybody that wants to buy an animal would first say, if the animal is shtark, is gesund, let's use it for at least a month or a year for harisha in the field, and after that we can always go and shecht it later on. Why do I have to go and shecht it immediately? Let me get some benefit from it whilst it's still strong. And if you're talking about a keves, let me be able to go and shear the wool, and that has a lot of value too for all those people that want to go and make wool garments, etc. So if someone says to the gizbar, you know, I have a good idea. Let's go and be poided this b'chor balmum, that we were matvis lebedek abayis. Let's go and be poided it further and use it for a purpose of gizbar avoida. Would we listen to him? Avada nisht, because if the rachmana... So would we start again? Would we listen to him? So since we would not listen to him, why wouldn't we listen to him? Because that would be a zilzil in the Kedushas Bechor, and therefore you can't be poided to be mezalzil. So I don't understand therefore what Rami Bachama's question was. He said, you have hit this Bechor, but it kabayis my shishka belitra. You don't have a right to go and start off with a Bechor and say, you know what, I'm going to give it to Bedek Abayis and let's be mezalzel in it. Just like you don't have a right to go and take the Bechor and say, I want to be mezalzel in it, to go and be poided to use it for Kizv Avoida. So Lechoyra, I don't even understand the question. Zokti Gemara, no. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, your question is not a good question, because Hiftu, you're asking, Hiftu, let's go and be poided this Bechor to be able to do with the Gizu Avoyde, Rachman Amalai Sifta. Torah says about a Bechor, and Masa Lai Sifta, you're not allowed to be poided, but rather you retain it for yourself, and you can't be poided. You can go and give it as a present, you can go and sell it, but you can't be poided. So what type of pidyon are you talking about? Pidyon such as this Gizu Avoyde thing that you want to get away from Gizu Avoyde, you can't do something like that. So therefore, I don't even understand your kasha. But getting back to the original Shala of Rami Bar Choma, what's the din? Can you be Shoykel Belitra if you have a Bechor that has two Kedushas in it? It has its original Kedushas Bechor, as well as you've been Matfis at Lebedek Abayis. What's the din? Elam Rabami, Klam Hiknezeh, Elamashu Konuloi. Rabami says a rule that we have frequently in Nezikin that.
The purchaser.
No. That a person who sells can only sell what he has. You cannot go and sell rights that don't belong to you. And therefore, ma mochar rishon lesheni kol schus shetovoy liyodai. You can only sell rights that accrued to you and that belong to you.
Right.
The original koyin who owned this bechor, after it became a balmum, what rights and regulations or what rules and limitations apply to it? That this halacha of the limiting that it cannot be Nishko Belitra. So now when he's makdish it to the Bedek Abayis and he gives it to him, maschus, what did the Rishon mocha l'sheni, or in this case Nosan or makdish l'sheni, kol schus shetovo liyodai. What schus does he have? Only to go and sell it with that limitation that you cannot go and be Shoykel Belitra. So when the Gizwa, the Beis Medrash, receives it now, he receives it with that limitation. So therefore the whole question doesn't even begin. We ask, can the Gizbar go and say, I want to go and sell it in the Itlis and make a lot of money, Rafka the Hektish Otis? You have no right, just like the Bechor owner didn't have that right. He only sold to you the rights that he had, so you don't have a right to go and go beyond the rights that you just received.
That would be a wrong.
That would be a wrong, or it would be left. We have a problem with the leftists today. So that's the way we're pushing the Shala, and we continue on to the last case of the Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah was, we had in our Mishnah so many different cases of taruvis, of things that got mixed up. We said in the Mishnah, theoretically, any carbon can be mixed up with another carbon. Chutz v'asham, those cannot get mixed up together, because a chatas is typically a nekeva, a kizba or seira. Masha'enkin, an asham is typically...
It's always a male.
Always. So you cannot have a zohar and nekeva getting mixed up. Today, of course, unfortunately, there's a lot of mix-up.
The carbon can identify as a gender.
That's not what we live in today's culture. But anyway...
A trefa world.
Exactly. A trefa world is an easy way of saying it. It's a light way of saying it. But getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, any carbon can get mixed up because a chatas v'yashem, because a zohar and a keva, you can't mix up. Aha. So Frey Tigmori adds, haki chon lezarev, maishna chatas v'yashem. The high zocher by nekeva, chatzav oilenami. You have the exact same thing.
Right.
If you remember when we learned that, you asked that question already, and I told you Mitch and Limor is going to ask it when we get to it. A chatzas is typically a nekeva. An oile is always a zocher. So just like an oshem and a chatzas can't get mixed up, a chatzas oile can't be mixed up. Everyone, you know, there is a case by a chatzas and oile getting mixed up. Ikas seir nasi. What means a seir nasi? As we know, if a Nasi, which is the Melech, we learned this back in Masechtas Hoyrius, if he did a faulty thing, and what did he do? And he did an Aveira, even though your regular commoner brings a Kizus Seir, he brings a Sa'ir, which of course is a Zohar. And an Oile, you can bring Min HaBehema, Min HaBoka, Min HaTzoyin, you can also bring a Sa'ir. So you can have two Seirim standing in line to be brought for Kabbanais. One is a Seir Nasi, which is a Chatos. One is an Oila, and the two can get mixed up. So that's why the Mishnah didn't go and say that Chutz me Chatos v'Oila, because Chatos v'Oila can get mixed up. So Frank Timoriet, and again, a few words are missing here. If you look at the Gimel and the Gimel, they add a few words. And what are those few words? Then the same thing would apply to the Chatos v'Oshem as well. Why? What happens if the chatas is a chatas of a seir nasi? So that's a zohar.
Right.
The oshem is a zohar. So a zohar and zohar can get mixed up. Just like you said that the chatas v'oila on occasion can get mixed up if you're talking about a seir nasi, because that's a zohar and the oila is a zohar. So the chatas the oshem say the same thing. That the chatas, if it's a seir nasi, and the oshem happens to be a zohar, so you have two zohorim, are going to get mixed together. Why does it say in the Mishnah, hakichon this arev chutz mi chatas v'oshem? Everything more Hayseyor Vaitzemer, even though they're both Scharim, but you can be Makar immediately and discern the chilek between the two. Because the Soir is a goat. Goat has a bunch of Seyor. Maybe that's how it got the name Soir. You have by Esav also, right? Anyway, so what's the din? So since it has a lot of hair, when you're talking, however, the Gab, the Oshem is always a Shepsala. Either it's a Keves or it's an Ayil, a 1 year or a 2 year, but both of them are sheep. Sheep, of course, don't have hair, they have wool. So you can easily tell the difference between a goat and a lamb. So that's why, Hakli Chayim is Arid, Chutz, except for the Chatas Yosham, because the Chatas, even if it's a Zohar, you can still tell the difference between the Chatas and Osham, because this is going to be a goat and this is going to be a sheep or lamb. Frank Timor, Pesach, Yosham, Nami, Loim Arid. What's the din lagabi Pesach and Osham? A Pesach is, of course, a Keves or a Seh, or an Eitz, and the Oshem is also a Keves, so you can have a Keves and a Keves can get mixed together. Zokti Yomara, no, you don't have to worry about those two mixing, because Hai Ben Shana, Vai Ben Shtei Shana. The Gabe, the Pesach, it's got to be Ben Shana. The Gabe and Oshem, the normal Asham, the Elos Ashams, the Geshems, right? The Asham Shef Charufa and the Asham Me'ilos. Those three all have to be an ayil. Ayil by definition means that it's older than a year old. So you can go and tell the difference again between the Pesach and the Asham. Those are namachs that are both kvasim, and therefore they're both less than a year old. Same thing with Gabi, a Pesach is less than a year old. So those two, yechoylem hisarv. So that's why. That's why the Gemara didn't say, hakol yechoylem hisarv, chutz mi Pesach mi Asham, because in fact, the Ashamites of the Asham Nozin, Asham Metzayra, are the exact same thing as the Pesach. The boys say, might have a better teretz. Eka ben Shana, the Mexican ben Shtei Shana, Eka ben Shtayim, the Mexican ben Shana. You really cannot automatically identify which is the Keves and which is the Ayil, because you can have as a grub a Keves that looks like it's already an Ayil, that is, so it looks like it's already older than a year, and you can have as a Shvach, an Ayil that looks like a Keves. I've been to Chasanis or Bar Mitzvahs where people have said, Dechusin. If you would have asked me, I would think it is Bar Mitzvah. Yeah. Or you go to Bar Mitzvah, he says, such a big, towering Bar Mitzvah boy, he's ready to get married, he's Dechusin. So you see that you can make mistakes in years because animals, the Havdal, just like people.
So called Kasha the Mishnah, you do have the Nomuch Ashamos that can be Misarev with the Pesach. So that's another instance that the Mishnah leaves out. So why does it just say Chatas V'Yasham?
So why didn't we say the thing that Gabi Chatas V'Oyla? The Gemara says Chatas V'Oyla because there is a Chatas here in Nazi, and therefore that could get mixed up with an Oyla. So why did you say, but there are Chatois which are not here in Nazi, and therefore they are any Cholness Arev, so the Mishnah should go and say Cholness Arev, Chutz Mi Chatas of a regular, of a commoner, and an oila, because the Mishnah wants to be succinct, and it's telling us, in the case of Chatzis V'Oshem, there's never, ever a possibility that there'll be a mix-up, because this is always an Akeim, and this is always a Zachar. Or, even if you have a Chatzis here Nazi, but it's not going to mix it up with an Oshem, because of the fact that it's either a year old or 2 years, but the point is, that not because of the year.
Because of the hair
and the tzemer. So those will never get mixed in together. We could find. So getting back to the Chatzos and the Oshem case, what the Gemara means to say is, but the Chatzos, the Oshem will never, ever get mixed in. Even if, certainly if it's a Zohar and a Keva, for sure not. And even if the Chatzos is a Zohar because it's a Seir Nasi, also not because it's a Seir and this is Seir. So under all circumstances. But the Chatzos, Oila, Amol, it could get mixed up. Where, if the Chatzos happen to be a Seir Nasi, and the Oila is a regular Ace, so you have the soil, metasoil, they can get mixed up. There are other cases, yeah, but we're not going into the
exhaustive list.
Exactly. We're trying to go and say that among Chatzos and Oshem, never. Chatzos and Oshem can the Chiyomol. At Tzemer and the Pesach and Oshem can the Chiyomol. It could get mixed in, but it might not mix in. Okay, on to the Mishnah Baita. Zok the Mishnah Oshem, Shinisar, Bishlam. You have an Oshem, which of course is Kochi Kudishim. Shlam is Kochi Kalam. They both get mixed together. What happens now? So, based on the earlier Mishnahis, I would say, Irachi, stop, we're going to sell it, take the money, buy a new Oshem, but Islam, no, you don't have to do that, says Rim Shimon. Just go and take the chumris of each one of them, which are basically all the chumris of the Oshem, and apply it to both animals. In other words, go and shecht both of them, bitzofim. Shlomim is, of course, kochim kalim, you can go and shecht anywhere. Oshem has to be bitzafen. Okay, so shef both bitzafen. you're not doing anything wrong by the shlomo, because the shlomo you can shepherd self in as well. Meaning, only eat it the yom v'layla. Don't eat it shnei yom v'layla echad.
Only kohanim can eat
only eat it kohanim, and only eat it in the azara, not in Yerushalayim. So all of these chumras, you're adapting the chumras of the Oshem, and you're superimposing it on the shlomo. So l'chayr that works, and that's fine. The chum were not happy. Omer loy, ein mevin kachel leveis apsul. What means ein mevin kachel leveis apsul? Since the gabi carbon shlomim, you can eat it shnei yom v'layla echad, and the korban oshim, you can only eat the yom v'layla. What's going to happen is you're going to limit the amount of time that you can go and eat it, as well as the number of participants that can go and eat it.
Right
here, you can only have the kahanim, which is a relatively small group. By the shlomim, you can have all the Yisraelim. They have the whole world can go and eat it. So therefore, Zakti Gemara, by saying that this shlomim should have the chumris of the Ashim, you're not doing us any toivis, you're potentially bringing the kachem base of soul, because it might become noiser, and you're going to have to go and burn it. So what should you do, says Rashi? Yimkuru, the go Yirachi. Now, the Yimkuru, like we said before.
I do a split.
Exactly. Now, since Arva Chatichas Bachatichos, even though it's a split, but you also have to go and do Kiyofa Shaban. In other words, let's assume when you sell the two animals, you get 300 for one and 200 for the other.
Each has to pay 300 to maximize.
Exactly. Even though that means he's going to have to take some money, me kisa, me beisa. What can you do?
Dr. Davin always says the house always wins.
Oh. This Arva Chatichas Bachatichos. Now we're not talking about Lebedic animals, we're talking about after the Shechita. In the Beis HaMikdash, you had Chatichos of Hashem, Chatichos of Shlomim that got mixed up. What do you do now? Says the Gemara, Kodshim Kudushim and Kodshim Kalam, like the case of the Shlomim and the Hashem. What do you do? And Echolim Liyam Echad, Bin Echolim Mishne Yomim, V'layla, Yoichlik Chomish Behen. So, putting aside the Koyin and the Azorah, we have the Kodshim Kudushim, the Kodshim Kalam. What do you do about that? Or you can refer to these as two separate cases. You have Kachim Kudishim getting mixed up with Kachim Kala. X. Y is, or I and double I, or one and two. Another case. What do you do? So that's the same as Reb Shimon said in the Reisha, but here the Chacham don't disagree, because you don't have an Eitzah now of Yiru Achi Yistavo, the Yimkur.
It's too late.
Already Geshachten, it's already regular components. So what are you going to go and do? They throw them out. Chasrim, you can't throw them out. So just go and put all the Chumras on the Shlom, like you had of the Asham. Only give it to the Kalim. So the first case, Kachi Kodeshim and Kachim Kalim, is for to Taka, like Asham and Shlom. And the Chum Yimechel, Yimushal Shlom, Ishne Yomim could refer to the Mushal Atoida Mita Karb Shlomim, where the Shlom, they're both Kachim Kalim, but one of them is Shnei Yom Lailechad. Toid is only Yom Lechad. So what do? Yom Chomishin, eat everything in one day. Don't waste time. Zokti Mar Tanitanika made Rav. What happens if you have Shvias? Shvias means you have produce of Shemitah. Now, what's the din of Peter Shemitah? You're not allowed to go and sell it willy nilly, but what you can do is if you did sell it or you exchanged it, the Kedusha would also go to the second item that you bought. So, for instance, I have Shemitah produce, which I don't need. Ein loich mitameha truma. Let's say I'm to be a kohen, and I have Peder Shvias, and I don't need it. I have lots of Peder Shvias, chvais in the form of chita. So, whatever happens to me, and I don't need so much. So, what I do, I went and I bought for that truma grapes, truma wine, or something like that. No, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. Why can't you do that? Because if I own truma, if I'm a kohen, I own truma, if I could freeze the truma, I could eat it 50 years later. If it's not chometz and I have no other issues, I can eat it for years and years. Peder Shvias, however, you can only eat until the Zman Biur. The Zman Biur always applies to each species separately, and like the more Darshan, because it says in the Pasuk that Lebehem of Lechaya, so you learn from that that once you find that the chayes are walking around and they have no food, then you have to do a beer of that species that you took home and allow the chayes to go and enjoy it as well. Anyway, so there is a limitation when it comes to Shemitah. Don't superimpose that limitation on the truma now. You can impose it on chulin, that doesn't bother me. But we have the klal of our Mishnah, imavim kochum lebeis apsul. What happens if you don't finish the truma by this man beer? Then you're going to have to be mavayrit. You won't be able to go and eat from the truma. So therefore, take Peder Shvias, sell it and exchange
don't
it
sell,
for
don't sell.
For chulet. Exchange it, but don't exchange it for truma. Ain't loichman demei truma. Why? Mishmat machilas. They said this halach in front of Rava. They said hadolik k'rab Shimon. L'chayr that doesn't shimon to Rab Shimon of our Mishnah. Did k'rab Shimon amen being kach from the base absol? Didn't Rab Shimon say very clearly yishchetu betzafay v'yoychel chomish behen? Even though that means that the shlom is only going to be eaten for one day and not for 2 days. So you see, Rab Shimon is not concerned about being kach from the base absol. Presumably, he's not concerned about the truma limiting the time of the truma. Amar lahus, he answered. Afilatay Rab Shimon hanimili diavad lechatchil aloy. Reb Shimon is only talking about a case of b'diavad. What's b'diavad? That you had this mix-up between the Oshim and the Shlam. So he doesn't say, okay, wait like the Chacham hold, Yirat Shiestavu, and then you're going to go and sell it. That could take you 5 years, it could take you 20 years. Have an Eitzah, go and sell it now. But it's all because it's already b'diavad. In our case, that you're telling me, Tan Tama Kamil Rab, about the Shviyas, you want to go and do a barter for another produce? Isn't type, just don't do my truma. Because even Reb Shimon hold lechatchila, you're not allowed to go and be maybe kodshim or maybe truma lebeis hapsol. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a good Shabbos. One.